as we're going along, Simtov Samaches. Tov Samaches discusses Lailasis Melacha Berav Pesach Ach Chatzos. One should not do Melacha on Erev Pesach if the Chatzos. So Mechaba says, if one does Melacha on Erev Pesach if the Chatzos, Meshamtin I say. Put him in Chayrim. And the Mishmur says, Ein Roi Simbracha Loilam. Mar on Daf Nun, Psachim Nun on Beis, Nun on Rav, Nun on Beis. Afilu Lasa is Bechinam. Even if you're doing it for free, it's still Tasa. V'yesh Mishayim Afilu Dein Yehudi, even through a guy. V'yesh Mishamata V'chinu Aminig. There are those that are matted to do Melacha through a guy, and says, Ramah, that's the Minig. Now, what's the reason for this Melacha on Erev Pesach Yevta Chatzos? So the Mishabura quotes the reason that's brought down by Tosfos b'shem the Yerushalmi, p'nei shehu zman shechitas haPesach. Shekolecha v'yisor chayv boy, it's zman shechitas haPesach. Everyone's chayv in a carbon Pesach, and that's when it's brought after Chatzos. V'yoyim shemevin carbon hu kiyantiv, and on that day that you bring a carbon, it's like a yantiv. L'chein osim d'reserfim b'malacha. I feel this man is dead like a carbon. Even now, this is no carbon. A dying is the mkoyma imid. This still remains. Now, Rashi over this is a different reason. Rashi says, because with Torid, Rashi says, Psachim Nafnun. Rashi says, oh, good question. We're about to see the answer of Beis. So Rashi says the reason is because since people are torid, he says kedesh lo yehi torid b'malacha. So you don't get torid b'malacha. V'yishkach bir chemtzai, you forget bir chametz. V'shchitas haPesach, and you forget the shecht haPesach. V'tikun matzah, the tzorich halayla, and preparing the matzah for the night. The mitzvah the treyach mi boid yoim. The mitzvah to be treyach mi boid yoim. Kedei lahosev maher. So you'll be able to sit down right away. Kedei amin berg baso. Choyt be matzvah b'lei lepes. V'shol tinogesh leishno. Rashi learns. The Gemara says later on. Choyt be matzvah. He grabbed the matzahs. So there's a different pshat in Rishayim. Rashi's pshat over here is. Choyt be matzvah means. We prepare everything beforehand, so we'll be able to sit down right away, start the Seder, so the children don't fall asleep. But anyway, so Rashi says that the reason for this Malacha is, so you won't be torrid in your Malacha, and be able to prepare all the preparations for the night. Could be there is a nafkamina. If let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, everybody comes out on Shabbos. So the carbon is being brought when? Everybody comes out. So the carbon is brought on Matzah Shabbos? On Shabbos, right. And the carbon is brought on Shabbos. So then there's Nafkamina. So according to the Tosfos' reason, there's no Issa Malacha on Friday. But according to Rashi, when are you doing all the preparations? For Pesach, you're doing that on Friday. So it could be there will still be. But those are the two reasons brought down over here for this Malacha. There were places that were not to do Malacha also before Chatzos. But in Sif Gimel, it says our minig is that we do Malacha before. Now, what Malachas are we talking about over here? So there's a discussion in the Gemara about it over there, what Malachas. But in Halacha, it says as follows. Ba'med Dvar Memurim B'Kishayitz Malacha L'Stakir Oy B'Chinam. Ay bechinav hu malacha gemura. The Rama says, and it's a malacha gemura. Litfar begodim mamish. You're gonna sew a new baget. Taking the material, cutting it out, sewing a baget. Avo mesakin hu kelev liyantiv. But you can fix the kelev for yantiv. So it seems like the get over here is malacha gemura. That's what's asa. Says the Mishnah Brura. What's malacha gemura? And Malach Gmur is also even if it's the Tzarech Yantiv. That's also even Tzarech Yantiv. The Kibbutz Kelav, B'chlam Malach Gmura, V'asa. Washing clothing is included in Malach Gmur and Tzasa. So you have to make sure that all your clothing is washed before Chatzos. To give it to a Goyish cleaners, ובימותו תגברי ונאף תחצויס. כוסבו האחרים, לכל מה שמותו לעשיס בחייל השומעית, whatever is mutter to do a chol moed, that's koshka and it's mutter after chatzos. That's the gather. The gather is what's usher a chol moed, that will be usher on Erev Pesach after chatzos, with maybe a few little exceptions. But for sure, what's mutter, like Dava Ovid, or Pael Shaylin Ma'alechol, or Ma'isehedyit Litzarech Yontif, all those atayim that we have for chol moed, those are the atayim we have. Now the Mishmur says, but what does it mean, Masaknu Kelev Liyantiv? That means, Kli Yoshin Shem Skalkal Ketzasir, Begol Shenikru Ketzasir. You need to hem the garment. Right? You need to, or fix, got ripped a little. Mending is Mutter. That's Mutter. But to sew a new beggar, that's what's Aser. Because of achrayim, that if you're just mending, then even if it's derech umin, you can do it. Now the Mishmur says, also he says over here, ulinian is taper. To take a haircut at the akum acha chatzos, so haircuts are also after chatzos. Shaving is you should try to do it before chatzos. If someone didn't do it before chatzos, so there's room to be makel to do it after chatzos. But really, one should try to do it before chatzos. So taking a haircut, let's say you didn't take a haircut before chatzos, so go to the goyish barber. Why? Even though you're helping him out, fine. It's if you start the haircut before chatzos, you continue after chatzos. So here in Yishlayim, the minig is that if there's a long line in the barbershop, he goes around starting gives a snip on everyone's head. So we started already 10, 20 haircuts, and we can continue afterwards. We're going to find the Gosh Baba. Unitila Tzipornayim, cutting your nails. If Shach Liv Tola is a Koidim Chatzos, Yishlach, I'll feel like they're Atzmer, they're Acher Bechino. Cutting your nails, that's Mutter. Polishing shoes is Mutter. After Chatzos, because that's Mutter also on Cholomite. Ironing, they make a Chilik between. If it's a bag which you can't wear, I need an iron in order to be able to wear it. So creased up, or doesn't have the creases yet, and you're making the creases now for the first time. So that's a problem. But if it's just, you want it to look nice, you want it to look ironed, you want to strengthen the creases that are already there, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. So he's mashman that there's a little. It's not the end of the world, but because he's meiko, but he's mashman. He should try to do it before. He says, "Im shochach li tolei some kind of chatzis." He says. Okay. Then you have the dinim over here. If someone goes from makayim with a knowing not to do malach to makayim, where they do malacha, fine. Okay. Then that's tough samaches, tough ayin.
So it's a good question.
So that's why the Maisa, I've had someone should try to do the washes beforehand, but there's room to be made if someone forgot to do the washes, especially if it means that by you not doing your wash on Erev Pesach and have to do it on Chol Moed, then it will be made like those Pesachim that sage is just pushing a button. It's not such a big deal.
When would that be?
What?
That you would have to do on Chol Moed, you have no clothes?
Ain't lebeged, right? If you're not going to have any clean begadim. And you can't buy a new one. Children's clothing can be more makeup because a Chol Moed would make up with children's clothing. Okay. Tough ayin. Habachairois mis'anim be'er Pesach. The Bechayrus fast on Erev Pesach. Be Mechome Av, Be Mechome Eim. And the record to this is, we mentioned earlier, the Masechta Seferim. Masechta Seferim brings down that they fast on Erev. Why? So the Mishmur brings down, Zecha L'Neishin Yitzoylam Imakas Bechayrus. Zecha V'Neish, that they got Sefer Imakas Bechayrus. So the Chassam Sefer in Arvei Pesachim, he's been down with this fast to Tainis Esther. Which is a very interesting dimion, but it works with what we spoke about when we learned Tilchas Tainis Esther. It says, just like Tainis Esther, why do we fast on Tainis Esther? Because of a tsar? No tsar. We're fasting because this is what the Jews did on the day they went out to fight their enemies. So if we're going to be Mesamech and the Simcha of Purim, so we have to start off with, just like they started with the Tainis and then they went into Simchas Purim, so too we start off with the Tainis. Says the Chassam Sefer, that also then, Mistami says the same, he says the same way Chachi, he says Akash Baruch Hu is coming to kill out the Bechayrim. So what, the Jewish Bechayrim are just going to sit back? Mistami, they did tshuva. They did Masana, they fasted, and they did tshuva. And those Bechayrim which were Ketanim, their fathers were nervous for them, so the fathers fasted and did tshuva so that the children shouldn't get punished. So they were all fasting. So we do what they did then. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. And there are other pshatim also, but that's one pshat. Now, Mishmur brings down Sifkat and Yud. Mishmur brings down that says Uleinim Mutarma Bechayim Lechol. Sudas mitzvah. Is the mutter for Bechar to eat at Sudas mitzvah, like Sudas bris milah, or Pinya ben? Tali b'minig ha-mekaymis. There are different minogim. Yeish mekaym shenogu l'achme. There are places where they're neig. You can't eat at Sudas mitzvah. Yeish mekaymis where they were neig to be mekel. Yeish mekaym shenogu ha-bechayim l'hakol v'lecho b'sudas mitzvah. V'chein nogin k'ayoyim b'kameh m'koyimayiz b'mdin nesein l'hoko v'lecho af b'su'uda siyum m'sechta. To be make and let them eat at a su'uda b'siyum m'sechta. V'av sheh b'chorim b'atzmam lo ilamdus m'sechta. And even if the b'chorim himself didn't learn the m'sechta. Why? K'mogim kivin she'etzel ha'mesayim hu su'udas mitzvah m'starv from the su'uda say. You're m'starv to his su'uda. Yeah, when you go to a Sudas Asim, you become part of his Simcha. Which, Agav, there was a question that people were asking on Purim, this year Purim on Friday. So if someone was keeping Purim in Beit Shemesh or in Bnei Brak, they came to Yerushalayim on Friday. Now they want to sit down by someone's Suda. Could they join the Suda? For them it's a Suda Sheina Regila. Can they join or not? So the chayr from here is a raya that they could. Because when they sit down with you at your suda, they become part of your suda. And now it's a suda regila. You're part of it. Okay. Aminik shem skabzin lam sayim, koidim shasiyim. The meaning is you should be there before he finishes. And hear him finish. You should even understand what the end of the masech that he's reading. He would starve to it, and then he can eat at the su'udah. Now, pashtus is mashma, that your heter is to eat at the su'udah's mitzvah, and that's it. And that's why the Ben Shchai and his Chuvas Rav Paul of Chelik Dalet, he takarizes it. He says he's matzmiya. Who gives you heter to eat the rest of the day? He says, and that's why he paskin in his community that you could eat at the su'udah's mitzvah, but afterwards, you go back to fasting. But the Maisa, that's not nearly like that, right? No, but the Maisa, the Mechasitza brings down from Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, Simonites, that becomes a Yontif, the day becomes a Yontif. And today is a Yontif for the Messiah and those that join the Siyam. So therefore, the Acharim wants to say, Taka makes sense that you can't just stand there and just like, or pop in after the Siyam or not eat. Really, you should be there, hear the Siyam, eat from the Siyam, then it becomes, then you become part of it, and it becomes your it becomes the yontif. That's what that's definitely the most chatzilik thing.
What about like these minion factory siyums? Like there's like a siyum that.
So yes, if you have a choice, and the items make it, like you said, but if you have a choice, so bring along with you the shul. Something. So the problem is the shuls already are clean. They don't want you bringing chametz in. So what you could do is you could bring along something that's not chametz. You bring along dates. Or you could have dates could be a suda. The Gemara Bracha says. Gemara Bracha says if someone made bechsa mazin on dates, a yaitza. So bring along dates. You have a share of dates, and then you put it down as part of the suda, and you join them in his seim. I don't know. I mean, you should do it like that. It's definitely better to. You're right. The mini oilam, the oilam's makel, why the makel, it's not clear, but the mechazut talks about over there. Then, bechlau, on what could you make a siyim? Can I make a siyim on one mesechta mishnais? Normally, during the year, you could do whatever you want. I mean, there's nothing wrong with making siyim. But over here, when you need a chalai siyim, so it depends how well you learned it. If you learned it one of the Mefarshim and you understand it, or especially a Talmud Chacham who learned the Masechta and Gemara, and when he learns the Mishnayis, he remembers the Gemara's through it, then he sure can make a Siyama even on one Masechta Mishnayis. If it's Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a Navi, if you learned it with the Mefarshim, different Shittas. About it. There were those that were knowing not to, even if they're not a Bechar, not to eat the whole day because they want to come into Pesach with the Teovin, right? That's the Siv Gimel. Ha'islam is not a bear of Pesach, the Shirech Hamat Teovin. There's a special Hidr. Hidr, the Rajbam says, the Avi Pesachim, to eat Matzah the Teovin because you have appetite for it, you're hungry for it. It's a hiddur to the mitzvah. It's an interesting idea. You're eating because you're hungry. That's a hiddur. Ah. Okay. Then we have siman tov ayin aleph. Be'er pesach achasho asiris osa lecho pas. Sif aleph osa lecho pas misho asiris olamali kadeh shiyecho matzah l'teoven. It's osa to eat pas. And this is even on matzah shira as we'll see in sif beis. So I say to eat pas from the Shah series from the 10th hour and up, in order you'll eat the matzah to the oven. You can eat some peris or irokas. But don't fill yourself up from them. If you know, right, okay. But yayim ma'at lo yishte, the Mr. Sayyid, right, the Gemara says, a little wine makes you full, a lot makes you hungry. Avalim resolution, yayim, have fun. Okay. Sif base. But koydim shah series, what about before shah series? Mutalach matzah shira. Machaba baskins, that before shah series, you let eat matzah shira. Avo matzah, she yoitzim baba laila. But matzah that you could be yoitzim within a night, asurim lecho kol yoimar basa. That's also the whole 14. It's actually being machalik zushainim. Being machalik zushainim. When does the Issavini Matzah begin? Right, the Gemara talks about where it says, someone eats Matzah on Erev Pesach, Kiyil Bayal Rusasay Bebeis Chomav. Lang Subizna? Kedushin? Right, Kedusha. So there's a lot of reading Subiz. What exactly does it mean, Kiyil Bayal Rusasay Bebeis Chomav? What is the, what, just, you chopped around early? So Rav Moshe happens to be Rav Moshe. In the tshuva, when he's talking about the meaning of not eating matzah 30 days before Pesach, so he brings down, he explains all the different menhagim, those that are knowing not to eat matzah 30 days before Pesach, those that are knowing not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then in the tshuva that he also discusses this din of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, and Machlekes Yishayinim. And he goes into also discussing what it means called by Sasi over there. But Agobarim, so on Erev Pesach is definitely an Isser not to. And then it says over here, then it says weiter in the Ramah. The Ramah says, there are those that are machmir not to crumble or break matzahs be'erev Pesach. You're going to start breaking them, crumbling, you might come to eat them. You don't have to worry about that. Matzah shenefa ketikna, matzah which was baked ketikuna, the way it's supposed to, lahalacha. And then afterwards it crumbled, and he mixed it with wine or oil. Eina nikris matzah shira, asura la achla be'erev Pesach. And so it's eaten on erev Pesach. So this brings us to the question of zaynus cakes that are made from matzah meal or knedlach. You let it eat that on erev Pesach or not. So it says over here. Alright, so they're different from talking about that. What does it say in the Shabura?
You know you won't be able to be here too with that thing, right?
Even though you can't write the Ramah holds. No, because right, Matzah Shira is, the Mechab holds Matzah Shira is Mota until the 10th hour. The Ramah holds. Ramah holds, that's us, a matzah can be yaitzed, it's us the whole day. This matzah, what does Mishra say here? Yutes, Bein Shenef, now I remember. Yeah, the Mishra says, Bein Shenef is Achkach Shenis, Bein Shalei Nef is Reitzelach Kumashihi. Meaning you just mixed it with you didn't fry it, you just mixed it with wine or oil. It's good matzah, it's real matzah, it could be yoy to it. Because you look at the Sharetzin says, Sharetzin always says, Zayin says, V'davke she'ish betoy alechem adayin. We're talking about where you mixed it with wine or oil, and still has the toyer alechem. It didn't lose the toyer alechem. Which is mashma that if it lost the toyer alechem, then you be to. Right, let's say I took the matzah and I fried it in eggs. With eggs. And lost its Torah lechem. Let's say it got soft, a whole different texture to it. So be past the. Okay, if I soaked it in the eggs first. Right, no, right, let's talk about it like that. Matzah, bro, I soaked it in the eggs. And then I bake it. Then I soaked in eggs, and then I. Right, so lost this Torah lechem, and then I fried it. Then I fried it. So if its piece is bigger than a kezayis, you still have to make a mitzi. But it lost this Torah lechem. If its piece is smaller than a kezayis, then you can make a mezaynis. So it's one of the eights that are given when Pesach falls out on. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So you don't wanna have to go through the whole shtick of rye with challah and all that. You don't have to wake up early in the morning to eat before the 5th hour, or 6th, right before the 5th hour. So you can make matzah shira. Make matzah like this. Fried in eggs. There's some eggs like that. So then it loses, soak it in eggs. Then you fry it. So it's like pass above a kiss. If you kaveh a suda on it, you'll have to make hamaitzi.
And this is good lechachila. It's totally lechachila okay to eat less than gazayas of matzah and matzah bread.
If it lost its surus lecha, if you soaked it long enough, lost its surus lecha. But no, but okay. The truth is that there are those that argue. I'm just saying, from here, it's mashma will be fine. There are those that have the meaning not to. But kenei lach will be mutter lechar. Knedlach would be mutter.
As before the 10th hour.
Before the tenth hour. Only before the 10th hour. Ain't in Nikris Lane is Batlam and Shay Matza Dizem come back and lots is by the matzah, but I ain't kidding. No, I think the whole day will be matter. According to this.
Is matter not significant of this?
Yeah. Okay. Tovayin Aleph, that's Tovayin Aleph.
But you're saying, they're already saying matter not better than this, no? That
right.
Everybody's
it'll be better. Okay. Tovayin Beis is already Dine Seder. It's the Seder. Yeah, save of our bookcases. Okay, we can stop here. We more or less went through the inyanim until here. I unfortunately didn't prepare further. Yeah. There's a few guys that are around Benizmanim. Or Sunday, I don't know. Give me a call, we could find the time. Okay. Say, when are you leaving to me?
I'm here.
You're here? You're not going on the trip to Sivas? Ah. Fine, okay, everyone's heavy. Oh, yeah, right?